Today's shir in Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis, and we're going to begin at the beginning of the Amud at the Gemara. But just to review, we had in the Mishnah yesterday essentially a three-way machlokes, and in the course of the shir, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss the details of the machlokes. We have a concept called Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. If somebody makes a mistake in the course of doing a mitzvah, and what he did was something that he shouldn't have done, what's the halacha? Rabbi Lezer holds Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah is chayif. The bottom line is you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You did something that shouldn't have been done. So if it was done on Shabbos, for example, you'd be chayif chattis if you did a b'shoigik. Rabbi Yeshua added in the Mishnah essentially two conditions to make you part of Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. Number one is Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah V'Osa Mitzvah, that at the end of the day a mitzvah was accomplished, and there was a situation of, to use the Gemara's language, a behilus, of some sort of confusion that got you into the situation. So in Erev Pesach, where there's a lot of kabbonis being brought, and you were Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah and Osa Mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua will say that you're potter. Remeir is even more makel. And Remeir says that any Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah for Osa Mitzvah, if you accomplish the mitzvah, you're going to be potter. Those were the three shittas we had in the Mishnah. Of course, as we learn in the Gemara, we'll see how those shittas were applied and were gotten to, but those were the three shittas. The first case the Mishnah discussed was a case of on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you shechted an animal which was designated as a Korban Pesach, Shloi Lishma. You did it L'Shem Shlomim. So we know that a Korban Pesach that's brought Shloi Lishma is possible, something we discussed many times, the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim, and you did this on Shabbos, so there's no machlokes in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees that you chayiv chatas. V'machal Shabbos. Now the Gemara begins to try to understand what exactly happened. When you took this animal that was designated as a Korban Pesach and you brought it up, for example, as a Korban Shlomim, was what you were doing intentional or was it a mistake? And there's a machloikis in the Gemara Masechet Menachos that if you did it by mistake, that's not called that you changed it. That means if I take a Korban Pesach and by mistake I think it's a Korban Shlomim and I bring it as a Korban Shlomim, there's a man da Omer that says that that's not going to disqualify it from being a Korban Pesach because I made a fundamental error. So says the Gemara, V'mayiskin, exactly what is the case of our Mishnah? Ilem v'betah, that the person asks just got confused. He thought that this animal is a Korban Shlomim. Sham mitna, if that's the way you're going to explain our Mishnah, we will be able to understand from our Mishnah that Akira Batas, that even though it was done by error, have Akira. And we know that the Gemara Masechet Menachos says it's not certain if that's true. And it could be that if it was done by mistake, it's not considered disqualified. And if our Mishnah is talking that if it's a mistake, it's still disqualified, there would be no reason for a question to be asked in Masechet Menachos. Ella, how do you have to explain our Mishnah? Ba'oikar, that the person deliberately has an animal, he knows it's designated as a Korban Pesach, and he brings it as a Shlomim. So let's continue understanding our Mishnah. Eima Seifa, what did it say in the next case of our Mishnah? V'shakol ha'zvachim sheshachtem Shlom Pesach. The next case was that if you have an animal that you brought up, you had a Korban Shlom, let's say, and you brought it as a Korban Pesach, so the first thing everybody agrees is Einin Ruyin, if it's an animal that cannot be used as a Korban Pesach, then everybody understands that Yechayiv. We're not going to discuss that. Im Ruyin Hein, if this animal could have been used as a Korban Pesach, Rebbe Lezer still holds Yechayiv Chattis. Why? Because as we said in the introduction, Rebbe Lezer holds that Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah is always Chayiv. So even though made a mistake and you really did a mitzvah, because a different carbon, a carbon shlomim brought l'shem Pesach is a kosher carbon, makes no difference. Rav Shua Paita, Rishua says he's potter. Why does Rishua hold he's potter? Because he was a tab dvar mitzvah, but also mitzvah. Because since he brought a karan shlom and l'shem Pesach, as we said also, that is considered a legitimate carbon. Maybe the Bailam have to bring another carbon, but it's considered a legitimate carbon. So that's why it's tab dvar mitzvah, also mitzvah. Vi be'oikar, if we're talking here, ask the Gemara, that it's on Shabbos, and the person knows what he's doing, that he's bringing this animal, which is supposed to be a shlom and l'shem Pesach, which is unacceptable, so what's the difference if it can be used as a Karan Pesach? It can't be used as a Karan Pesach. He's certainly doing something unacceptable. How could Rav Yeshua say he won't be chayiv chatas? Vi ba'oikar, mali ruin, mali shen ruin. What's the difference what type of animal it is? El pshita. Well, how must you explain the second case of the Mishnah? But tell you that the person got confused. So he has a carbon shlomim, and he got confused, and he brought this carbon shlomim l'shem Pesach. And that's when Rabbi Blazer says he's still chayiv, because tabet va mitzvah, even though he did a mitzvah, he's chayiv. Yeshua says tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, he's potter. But what do we end up with a situation? Reisha ba'iker, that the first case of the Mishnah we're explaining where he knows what he's doing, and the Sefer, we're explaining Devataya, that he's confused and he doesn't realize what he's doing. Amr of Avin, there is no other way to explain the Mishnah in. Reisha ba'oikah, the first case is deliberate, Sefer Bataya, where he's confused. Says the Gemara, Ashkecher Reb Yitzchak Bayoisel Reb Avuah, he met Reb Avuah, that v'koy be'uchlus of the Inshi, he was standing amongst a large group of people. Amalei Masnissen Mai, how do we explain our Mishnah? Amalei, and he told him, Reisha ba'oikah, the first case is where it's deliberate, the second case is Bataya, where it was because of confusion. Tanaminei Abin Zimnin, and he learned this Pshan of the Mishnah 40 times. V'damalei Kamada Mincha B'kisei, and then he had it like it was in his pocket. Farshim explain, we know the Gemara says you're supposed to review a piece of Gemara 100 times, 101 times. Here it says 40 times. So the Mefarshim say, B'shem Degra, there's two parts to learning. First you have to learn the Gemara, and then you have to review the Gemara. To learn the Gemara, he felt that you really want to understand the Gemara properly, you have to learn it 40 times. Then you can understand the Mishnah and the Gemara. Then to review it, you have to review it another 100 times. Tanat. So now it continues the Gemara. Amar Beleza. So let's just review the cases of the Mishnah. We really talked about them, but let's review them sort of in order. The first case of the Mishnah we explained is talking that you have a Karban Pesach. It's Shabbos Erev Pesach, and you brought it up Shaloi Lishma. Everybody agrees you're Chayiv Chatas, and the way we're explaining is you got confused. On contrary, it was deliberate. It's Ba'oika, you did it deliberate. The next case of the Mishnah was that you had a Karban Shlomim, you got confused, and you brought it up L'Shem Pesach. Rebbe Lezer says you're Chayiv, because Tabit Va Mitzvah V'loi Osam Mitzvah, V'Osam Mitzvah is Chayiv. Yeshua holds Tabit Va Mitzvah V'Osam Mitzvah is Potter. Rebbe Lezer then tells Rebbe Yeshua, if a Karban Pesach, which was brought L'Shem Pesach, would be perfect. It's Erev Pesach. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what we're up to. Dafayin Beis Masechta Pesachim. By now we know you're supposed to do that. So now what you do, you took this carbon that you should have brought today, and you brought it L'Shem Shlomim, you brought it L'Shem a different carbon, it's possible. So different carbon, which has no place to be brought today, says Rebbe Lezer to Rebbe Yeshua, certainly if you bring it, you should be chayiv. So I don't understand you, Rebbe Yeshua. Why in the first case do you say Yechayiv? Do you agree that Yechayiv? And in the second grace you say Yepata. That was what Rebbe Lezer says to Rebbe Yeshua. And the Gemara quotes it. Tanan. On Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer tells Rebbe Yeshua, Ma'am Pesach Shemut L'Shmoy. A Karan Pesach, if you brought it up Erev Pesach Shabbos, L'Shem Karan Pesach, it's perfect. K'shishin L'Shmoy, but if you bring it up L'Shem Shlomim, or L'Shem a different carbon, Chayiv. And like we're explaining, we're talking in a case that you tell you. So Zvachim, any other carbon, Shein Asur L'Shmon, that you're not allowed to bring it up on this Shabbos, because you're not allowed to bring a carbon Shlomim on Shabbos. Kishishina Shmoy, if you went and you also not only brought a carbon that you shouldn't have brought, but you also brought a Shaloi L'Shmo, Ene Din Shei Chayiv, that you should certainly be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, if our explanation of the Mishnah is correct, that the Reish is talking about Oiker, that you did it deliberately, and the Seif is talking about Toya, that you made a mistake, So what's Rabbi Elazar's kasha? The first case is when you did something deliberate. That's why the Mishnah says Yechayiv. The Sefer is talking about Taya. That's why Rabbi Shu could say it's Potter. What's Rabbi Elazar's question? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar holds there is no difference between Taya and Oikar. There is no difference between doing something deliberate and doing something by mistake. And the Mefarshim explain what is the basis for Rabbi Elazar. It's hard to understand. We know that there should certainly be a difference between doing something deliberate and making a mistake. So Mefarshim answer that Rabbi Elazar holds that Hegdish Betos, Shmei Hegdish. If I by mistake designate something as Hegdish, it's Hegdish. So obviously Rabbi Elazar is telling us that in Hegdish there is no such concept of Toya. It's not a concept that exists in Hilchas Hegdish. However, asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, who obviously does differentiate between deliberate and mistake, and that's why in the first case he's going to hold you Chayiv, and the second case he's going to hold you Potter, so why is Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah make a whole speech? Imamat the Pesach Shinu B'Dova Osir, that by Karm Pesach, if you had a Machshava Shloi L'Shma, it's possible. By every other carbon, if you have a Machshava Shloi L'Shma, it's Mutter, he should have said a very simple answer. The Reisha is Iker, it's deliberate. The Seif is Toya. Why don't they say that? L'Rabbi Shua, the Shonilei, that does differentiate between Iker and Tana, Lishn Lehachi. So that's what he should, Lishn Lehachi, he should have answered. The Reisha is Iker, the Seif is Toya. That's why you can't ask me any question. Says the Mar, that's exactly what Rabbi Shua meant to say. Hachikam. Lididi, your question doesn't have any validity as far as I'm concerned. Laidami, the Reish and the Sefer are not comparable. Because the Reish is talking about a situation of Oikar, and the Sefer is talking about a case of of Toya. Apples and oranges. Lididach, however, that you don't differentiate between Oikar and Toya. So imamak bepesach, sheshina shmoy ledavar osur. By Karim Pesach, if you had a mind, Shloi L'Shma, it's possible. That's why, in the Reisha, I will agree that it's Chayiv. Time of Bezvachin, Sheshina Shma L'Dover HaMutter, that where you had a mind, L'Dover HaMutter, that's why, even you should agree with me, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Elazar in the second case. I'd like to Mefarshim explain, what Rabbi Yeshua is saying to Rabbi Elazar, there's so many reasons to be Makel in the second case. Number one, it's a Toya. Number one, other Kabbonis that were brought Shaloi L'Shma a Mutter. You have so many reasons to be Makel, why aren't you? Continue the Mishnah in a conversation between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, what's going to be, Yehalocha, a carbon Tamid, a carbon Musaf, which the Mishnah calls a Muret Sibur, that are brought on Shabbos. If you brought a carbon tamid l'shem carbon tamid, a carbon musaf l'shem carbon musaf, it's perfect. But let's say you would bring a carbon shlomim l'shem carbon tamid on Shabbos, it's chayiv. So you see that just because you bring a carbon, even though the carbon is kosher, if you bring it shloi l'shma, you should be chayiv. So that's why Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, the same thing should be if you bring shah kol zvachim sheshachtem l'shem Pesach. If you brought a carbon musaf, a carbon tamid l'shma, you'd be chayiv. Vashach l'shman, if you brought a carbon shlomo on Shabbos, l'shem carbon musaf, l'shem emurit tzibur, you're chayiv. Amalei Rabbi Shua. So how did Rabbi Shua respond to Rabbi Elazar? Lo, you can't compare this. Imamat be emurit tzibur, shken yesh l'tzibur. How many carbon tamids are brought on the Shabbos? Two. How many carbon musafs are brought on the Shabbos? Two. So it's a kitzva. It has a very finite number. So there is no confusion. Time of a Pesach, she'en lo kitzva. So what is Rabbi Shua really adding, as we said in the Agdama to the Shir? He's saying two things. Time of a mitzvah, in order to be potter, it has to be awesome mitzvah. You have to have accomplished the mitzvah. But also he has to say, it has to be ein l'kitzvah. It's like a carbon Pesach, where so many kabbonis are brought, you get confused. But where it's not many kabbonis being brought, and you're not getting confused, he's going to be machmer. lememra. So what are we essentially saying, as we just said a second ago? The kol ha'echad is le'kitzvah. Then in a situation of tabed va'mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah, but if there's a finite number, mechayiv Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua will agree that tabed va'mitzvah is chayiv. Ask the Gemara, from a Mishnah, from a Sechta Shabbos, v'rei tinoikis, the yeshlan kitzvah. The Mishnah, as we will learn, is talking about a situation where a person got confused in child's bris on Shabbos. Because the halacha is that on Shabbos you only make, allowed to make a bris mila b'zmanoi. A bris that today is the eighth day, I make the bris. If it's not the eighth day, I'm not allowed to make a bris. So the Mishnah there talks about the following case. Tanan, Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Misha yoleh shnei tinoikos. Somebody had two children. Echel lemoyle achas Shabbos. One child bris mila is on Sunday. Vech lemoyle b'Shabbos. And one child is on Sunday, is Shabbos. And this person, the way the Mefarshim explained, had two wives who had had two baby boys on consecutive days. One baby was born on Sunday, and one baby was born on Shabbos. And he got confused, and he made the bris milah for the Sunday baby on Shabbos. V'shachach u'mola shel echa Shabbos b'Shabbos. You went and you made the bris milah for the child of Sunday on Shabbos, chayiv. Why you chayiv? Very simple, because it's a tabed va mitzvah, but v'loy osa mitzvah. Why is it loy osa mitzvah? Because the child is only 7 days old. So there's an interesting shaila. What is the halacha if this happened? Forget about our story here. We'll get back to it. You had a child whose bris was supposed to be on a Tuesday, and you went and you did the bris on Monday. So the shulchan, the Ramah paskins that you don't have to make another bris. Hatafistam, it's very important. The Ritva tells us not to get involved with Hatafistam bris in the whole sugya, because Hatafistam bris is not called a bris mila, and you don't. And Hatafistam bris is not something to be looked at in the entire sugya. Ritva tells us that as we start the sugya. So the Ramah says you don't have to make another bris. So why are you saying, ask the Achroinim, that if somebody made the bris of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, it's Tabed Va Mitzvah. V'loy Asa Mitzvah. It is Asa Mitzvah. It is Asa Mitzvah. Because you wouldn't have to make a bris mila on this child. So Mefarshim answer a very important yesod. The halach of a bris mila was set on someone who's an oral. A person who has an oral has to have a bris. When you make a bris for a child on the seventh day, he did not do the mitzvah bris mila, but the child no longer has an orla. That's why you don't have to make another bris. So it's not called tavd va mitzvah. It's not, the fact that you don't have to make another bris doesn't mean you did a mitzvah. It just means that this child is no longer an oral, and since he's no longer an oral, that's why you don't have to make a bris. But could he even go up as well? 100%, because he has no orla. He's not an oral. Now, the next case. Echolomo be'erev Shabbos. You have a child that you have to make a bris on Erev Shabbos. Ve'echolomo be'Shabbos. And you have another child that you have to make a bris on Shabbos. Ve'shochach umol eshel Erev Shabbos be'Shabbos. You went and you made the bris on Erev Shabbos, on the Friday baby on Shabbos. Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatas. Why does Rebbe Lezer say yechayev chatas? Wonderful. Because Rebbe Lezer is the man, the Omer, that says, Tobet va mitzvah, even though osa mitzvah, you made a bris, you're still chayev. Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Shua says Yipater. Why does Rabbi Shua say Yipater? Because Rabbi Shua says Tabed va mitzvah, va osa mitzvah, our Mishnah is Pater. So that's why here you shouldn't have made the bris on Friday, but it's osa mitzvah and Yipater. So first of all, before we get to the Gemara's question, the Mefarshim asks, we've discussed many times as a concept, Kamilsa da Amar Rachmona le Savit, anything the Torah told us don't do, Iovid, if you do it, Le Mahani, it's meaningless. So why is it considered you did a bris? If the Torah told us don't make a bris for a child on Shabbos, today it's not his eighth day, why is the child considered a bris mila? So the answer a very important yesod. When is that said that kom milsa da'amar rachmona lo savri ovid lo mahani? The Torah told us don't do it. And you say, I'm going to ignore the way the Torah told us. That's why it doesn't work. Here, obviously, we're dealing with a person that got confused. And he took the wrong child. Then nobody's going to say kom milsa da'amar rachmona lo savri ovid lo mahani. But let's go back to what we said in understanding the Mishnah. We said, according to Rabbi Shua, just because you're Tabed Va Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah, doesn't mean you're potter. It also has to be because it's Korban Pesach. Ain't like Kitzvah. There's so many Korbanos to bring, you get confused. Here you're talking about two children. It's only two. It's Yesh like Kitzvah. So even though you're Tabit Va Mitzvah Vasa Mitzvah, you should be Chayiv. What does the Mishnah say there that you're potter? Amar of Ami, Hachem Ma'iskinen. The Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos was speaking about a case. Kigon Shikodam Umo Shel Erev Shas B'Shabbos. You had these two children. One of the two children should have a bris milah today on Shabbos. And you, however, went and first made the milah on the child that was born on Friday. Deke hach Shabbos, the Torah day. That you had the child that you have to make a bris. So what's the Gemara saying? The way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is that whenever you have a situation that something's pressing on you, when you have a pressure, if you're tovet va mitzvah, osa mitzvah, you potter. So here you have a child you have to make a bris for today. The child that was born on Shabbos. So since that child still is in front of you, so you have to think about that child, and that's why, even though it's yesh lekitzvah, even though it's only two children, you're still going to be considered potter. So according to this, says the Gemara, hacha, shekoydim v'shechtinu lemur tzibah bereisha. When we said that Rav Shua holds you chayb at Emurit Tzibur, it's talking in a case that you already shechted Emurit Tzibur. So you don't anymore have the pressure that I have to bring the Emurit Tzibur. Since you no longer have the pressure that you have to bring the Emurit Tzibur, and it's a dovah sheyesh like kitzvah, even though you're tovet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, Rav Shua holds you chayb. Let's go further. What Ramei say? Yoch Ramei Oimer, af ha-shoich l'shem Emurit Tzibur potah. Remeir is even more makel, that's how we explained at the beginning of the shiur, than Rabbi Shua. Remeir holds Tovet va mitzvah va osa mitzvah is always potter. That means, according to Rabbi Shua, when are you going to be by Emurit Tzibur, there's going to be a difference. If you already shechted the Emurit Tzibur, you'll be chayiv. If you didn't shecht the Emurit Tzibur, he'll agree you're potter because you have the headache, you have the tirda of doing a mitzvah. Remeir, who's more lenient than Rabbi Shua, obviously holds that you're always potter. That even though afagav the kodem shechtenu le'amirut tzibur bereisha, you're still going to be potter. For Tanya, is that the way Ramei should be understood? Ask the Gemara. For Tanya v'chima aval arif, name of a place. Om Rameya, le'nechel kur b'lezer v'shua, there's no disagreement. Hashahoy lo shnei tenoikis, in a case where you have two children, echad lomol v'arif Shabbos, one bris is supposed to be on Friday, Vechalomel b'Shabbos, and one bris is supposed to be in Shabbos. V'shachuchumol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, that you first did, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, you first did the bris milah of the Shabbos baby, and then you did the Friday baby. Everybody's going to be yichayiv. Aman nechleku, what's the machlekes? Ashayil shnei tenoikus, echalomel echal Shabbos. One's a Sunday bris. Vechalam of a Shabbos, and one's a Shabbos bris. Veshachu chumal shal acha Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Rebbeleza mechayiv chatas. Veshua poiter. But let's understand. In the first case, what Ramei is saying, that you first did the Shabbos bris, so you have no more tirda de mitzvah. If you have no tirda de mitzvah, that's why Rebbeleza and Veshua hold you chayiv. But Ramei just told us that if you tovet va mitzvah va osa mitzvah, you always potter. So why would Ramei say you chayif? For Tisbra, says the Gemara, who says that that's explanation of Mishnah? Ma hosom, the light of a mitzvah potter, if in the second case, Ramei holds that if you made the Sunday bris on Shabbos, you potter, even though you didn't do any mitzvah, potter b'shua, heich the COVID mitzvah, if you made the Friday bris on Shabbos, mechayif, so what must be pshat in the Reisha? Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, the Reisha is talking about a case like this. Kigon shekidem umil shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. This person is totally confused. The baby that was supposed to have the bris on Shabbos, he made on Friday. So now let's stop and think about this Shabbos. Does this person have any chiyuvim to make a bris on Shabbos? Their answer is no. The baby who was supposed to have the bris on Shabbos, he got confused and he made already on Friday. And the baby who was supposed to have the bris on Friday, Shabbos is not the time to make a bris. So since such a person, shlei nitchel Shabbos litchos, he has no reason to be mechal Shabbos this week. He has no right to make any bris milas to Shabbos. That's why Rabbi Shua holds chayiv. In the Sefer, what's the case? You have two children. One's supposed to have a bris on Shabbos, and one's supposed to have a bris on Sunday. So yes, the Sunday bris you shouldn't make on Shabbos, obviously. But the Shabbos bris you should make on Shabbos. So we're dealing with an individual who has a chiv to make a bris. Once he's a person that has to make a bris, and it's before the mitzvah, that's why it's tarbet va-mitzvah. And it's before he did the mitzvah he's supposed to do, that's why he's potter. Seif and nitne Shabbos litchus etzlai. Hacha, the same thing. Hare nitne Shabbos litchus etzl kibbutz tzibur. If the carbon tzibur wasn't brought yet, so he has the responsibility to bring the carbon tzibur. So since he has the responsibility to bring the carbon tzibur, that's why I consider him, according to Rameya, tabet va-mitzvah. If that's the case, that anybody who has a responsibility to do a mitzvah, I'm going to consider a tabit va mitzvah. In the case where the person made the bris for the child of Shabbos on Friday, and he has no reason to make any bris milas to Shabbos, maybe for these two children there are no reason to make a bris milah, but there are many children in the world that you should make a bris to Shabbos for. So why are you saying that Shabbos should not, there is no heter for a bris to Shabbos? Maybe not for these two children, but the many other children. It's a tenoikus to Alma. There are other children in the world. Amalei legaba hai gavra miyas lo yitzav. There may be other children that you have to make a bris mila for, but not anybody that he's responsible for. And when we look at it, we look at what he's responsible. So the second case of the Mishnah, we've mentioned it a couple of times already in today's shiur, was v'shar kol zvachim sheshochtem l'shem Pesach, all other kabbanot that were brought l'shem Pesach, im einen ru'uyin, if the animal is an animal that cannot have ever been confused, everybody will agree chayiv im ru'uyin, if it's an animal that could have been used for Karban Pesach, Rebbe Elazar is mechayiv chatzis, again, to explain, like we said a number of times, because Rebbe Elazar holds tabet va-mitzvah is chayiv, Rebbe Shua paita, because Rebbe Shua holds tabet va-mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, and here he did a mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? That he brought a carbon, he's potter. Man Tana, asked the Gemara, this dichotomy that our Mishnah makes between an animal that you could not, that you could, should have never gotten confused with and never should have brought, versus an animal that you can make this mistake, that makes this dichotomy. Man Tana de Shonalei ben Ruin l'shein Ruin, that makes this difference. Rav Shimoni, it's Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Echad hazvachim aruyim, vechad hazvachim shein aruyim, whether it's animals that can be used for Karban Pesach, or animal that cannot, the kena shoych lamuri tzibur, or if you brought a carbon on Shabbos, you took the animal which was supposed to be carbon shlamim, and you brought it l'shem carbon tamid, l'shem carbon musaf, you potter. The Rameh, because Rameh, as we said a number of times in today's shiur, has a very lenient view. His view is that any tarbet va mitzvah, va asa mitzvah, is always potter. Amar Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon disagrees. He says, "Lo nechelku Rav Elazar Rav Yeshua al she'en ruin shechayiv." An animal that you should not have brought as a carbon Pesach, then there's no reason that you should be potter. How did you make this mistake? Amar nechelku. Where's the disagreement? Al ruin, an animal that could have been used as a carbon Pesach. It was really a carbon shlamim, but you made a mistake. You brought it as a carbon Pesach. Shabbalezah mechayiv chatas, because Shabbalezah holds tabet va mitzvah as a mitzvah is chayiv, Rishua paitim. So what do we see? That Rishua holds, this is the man the omen that holds, that we make a nafkamina, we make a difference, if there's room for this confusion, if there's understanding how this confusion occurred, versus if we can't understand it. Now the Gemara continues in understanding Rameyer. And again, we repeat, Rameyer is very lenient. And Rameyer holds that any tarbet va mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, you always potter. He's the most makel. Om Rebbe Elazar, poitai Rameyer, afilu ego, shezifchei shlamim, you had a calf that was supposed to be a carbon shlamim. Now a calf can never be used as a carbon Pesach, as we've explained. Carbon Pesach has to be either a sheep or a goat. If you shachtoi l'shem ha-Pesach, so what you did was you tarbet va mitzvah, because you made a mistake. You're supposed to bring a carbon Pesach. We're talking about Shabbos Erev Pesach, but you made a mistake. Even though it's a very difficult to understand how you made this mistake, because everybody knows that you're not supposed to use a calf as a carbon Pesach, still Rameya holds tarbet va mitzvah, vasa mitzvah is potter. Paitai Rameya, Afilu egel shel zivchei shlomim sheshachtel shem haPesach. Amalei Reb Zeila Rabibi, v'amar Reb Yochanan said, Moidai Rameya bebali mumin. Rameya says that let's say you had an animal which was blemished, which certainly cannot be used as a carbon, you'll be chayif. But if Reb Leia says that we always understand that a person gets confused, so why by an egel we understand he got confused, even though it's hard to understand how he could get so confused, and by Balmum we're not being understanding. If Reb Meir is so understanding, he should be understanding even by a Balmum. Amalei, so he says, Bebali Mumin Loi Torad. There is no place on the Mizbeach for Balmum, for any carbon. So a person, when he has an animal which is a mum, which has a blemish, should know, what am I doing here? How am I bringing this on Shabbos? So he has no excuse, and there's no Torah Dvar Mitzvah, and he's Chayiv. The Hay, and the calf, although it cannot be used as a carbon Pesach, it can be used for carbon, that's why it's understandable why he's Torah, and that's why he's Potter. Bominei Ravim Rav Nachman. So now Ravim wants to know, according to Rav Nachman, Chulun Shem Pesach. Here you have an animal that's bechlal not kodesh at all. Mali Amar Rameya. What's Rameya going to hold there? Will he compare chulin to an eagle and say it's potter, or will he compare it to balmum and say it's chayis? Amalei potay Rameya afilu chulin shem pesach. He's always going to be meikel. Why is he going to be meikel? Because it's a healthy animal. And a healthy animal has a place on the Mizbeach. Once it's a healthy animal that has a place on the Mizbeach, it's considered Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moida Hoy Rameh B'Balmum. Then we just learned that Rameh will agree that if somebody brought a Balmum, he'll be Chayef. Answers the Gemara, Balmum Loi Michlefi. Nobody's going to confuse. How can a person make a mistake? Everybody knows that there's no room on the Mizbeach for Balmum. So if you brought it, you have no excuse. Hani Michlefi. This is an animal which is a healthy animal, albeit it's not a Hegdish animal. That's why it's Machma. Ask the Gemara, V'tamad Rameya Mishamachlufi V'loyachlufi. Is the basis for Rameya's explanation based on making a mistake or not? Ask the Gemara, Amar Abibi Amar Belezer Poitahoy Rameya Afilu Egel shezivchei shlomim sheshachtu l'shem Pesach. If you have a calf which should have been used for shlomim and you brought it up for Pesach, he's still potter. Al mitamud mishum dermei mishum torid. So you see, the reason for a meyah has nothing to do with confusing. Why? Because nobody will confuse and use a calf for carbon Pesach. So you see, and still a meyah says you potter. So you see, it has nothing to do with being, with mixing up. It has to do that you have the tirda. Alma, back into the Gemara, tam d'ramei mishum d'tarid. The reasoning for ramei is because you're just busy with a mitzvah. And once you're busy with a mitzvah, we have to understand that you make mistakes. Amalei, tarid afagav d'loi michlef. Mifagav, michlef afagav d'loi tarid. He says like this. If you have an animal that you have to bring a karm, if you have to bring a karm Pesach, and you have an egel, you're not going to confuse it. Nobody, everybody knows you're not going to use an egel for karm Pesach, but you have the headache of bringing a karm Pesach. On the other hand, if you have an animal which is chulin, but it's 100% healthy, you can get michlef, you can make a mix up. I've got the tard, even though you don't have the tard of karm Pesach. Lefuki balmum, when you have balmum, you have no excuse. Loyachlufi michlef, you don't have an excuse that you're going to get it confused. Why? Because nobody's going to bring a balmum on the mizbeach. V'loi mitritarid, and you don't have the explanation because you're not busy trying to bring a carbon, because this is chulin, and nobody's going to bring this for its balmum. So you don't have a headache that you have a pressure of bringing this animal. You have no pressure. It's a balmum. Says the Gemara. Yasser Rav Zeir Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak killed Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. They were sitting on the porch of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. V'yasi v'ka'amri. Amr Shem Meshlakish. Nischal lo shvut shal noiser. Somebody has a piece of noiser meat, which is Rashi teaches us. There's an issa to eat noiser. If you do b'meza, there's a chiv karis. B'shvut shal tzli. And he has a piece of good kodesh meat. And he got confused. V'achloi. and you eat it, you're chayiv. You can't be considered a tarbet va mitzvah. That's one case. Then you have another case, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ishtei nida bal. If somebody has relations with his wife when she's in nida, he's chayiv. Yivamta nida, but if somebody has relationships with his yivama, the halacha is that if somebody's brother dies without children, he either has to marry his brother's widow or do chalitza. If somebody has relations with that yivama while she was in nida, he'll be potter. Now, the Gemara's question now is, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were talking about two different situations. Rish Lakish was talking about a case where he got confused between a piece of Kodesh meat and a piece of Neisser. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about when you had relations with a woman you weren't supposed to have. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to hold in Rish Lakish's case? Ikad Amri, Koshke Behi de Mechayiv, the Loyos Mitzvah. If Rabbi Yochanan holds the Ishtay Nida Baal Chayiv, that certainly when you ate nicer, living with your wife, as we'll see soon, there could be an argument that you did a mitzvah, even when she was a nida. But somebody who ate nicer, there is no mitzvah involved. So certainly be chayiv. That's what Rabbi Yochanan will hold. And Ikad Amri and others say, that Rabbi Yochanan is the Amri, others say, but he potter. If he got confused between a piece of nicer meat and a piece of non-nicer meat, Rabbi Yochanan will hold his potter. My tama. When someone's wife is a nida, she's a human being. She should be asked, what is your status? Aval hocha, you can't ask a meat, piece of meat, are you nicer or are you not? And that's why Rabbi Yochanan would be mekel. Now, let's try to understand Rabbi Yochanan asked the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan told us that somebody has relations with his wife when she's a nida, he got confused, he's chayiv. If somebody had relations with his yevama, he's potter. Ask them why. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishno Yevimta the Ka'ovid Mitzvah. Why is he Mekel? Because he did a mitzvah. Because he had relations with his wife, Yevama, who you're supposed to have relations with. Ishtin Nami Ka'ovid Mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? That he's doing the mitzvah Puru Revu, of having children. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds that whenever you're Toya Bidva Mitzvah, V'osa mitzvah, your potter. So just like when you had relations with your Yavama, your potter, because you made a mistake and you did a mitzvah, here too you did a mitzvah, that you're doing the mitzvah Puruvu. Answers the Gemara B'ishtu Mu'baris, where his wife is pregnant. So since his wife is pregnant, she can't get pregnant while she's pregnant. So there's no mitzvah Puruvu. Before she make a very interesting observation. Why did the Gemara give a teretz? That he already was Mekayim the mitzvah, he already has a boy and a girl. From here you see that even if a person has a boy and a girl already, he still has a mitzvah to have more children. So the Gemara couldn't have said that he already did the mitzvah. The only reason is he can't do the mitzvah because his wife is pregnant. Ask the Gemara, Vikas Simchas Oina, there is a obligation for man to have relations with his wife. Says the Gemara, Shalei B'Shasa Inasa. It's talking about a case where it's not the time that you're supposed to have those relations. Ask the Gemara, there is no such a thing as there's no such a time. V'amarava, chayiv odem l'sameich ishto b'dvar mitzvah. You always have to have relations. And Rashi says, if you see your wife wants to have relations, you're supposed to have those relations. So there's a mitzvah. You will mekayim the mitzvah of having oina. And says the Gemara, samach levesta. Where his wife is by the time where she is expecting to get her period. And since she's expecting to get her period, the halacha is you're not supposed to have relations with your wife then. Since you're not supposed to have relations with your wife, there is no mitzvah oina then. There is no mitzvah oina. Ask the Gemara, Ihoch Yevim Tanami, Yevama also. Answer the Gemara, if we're talking about the Yevama, and obviously the case of Yevama is comparable to the case of your wife. So obviously he had relations with his Yevama in a time when she's expecting to get a period. So why is it considered he did a mitzvah? He didn't do it. There's no mitzvah to do it. Answers the Gemara, Yevimta bozes mina. With your Yavama, you don't have this familiarity yet. You never live with her. So you're embarrassed to ask her, are you expecting your period? Ishalei bozes mina. So the way many Mefarshim explain this Gemara is that the Gemara, the Meiri learns this way, the Gemara is really retracting. And the Gemara is saying like this, Tabet va mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah, may be potter. But it has to be with a svara. So by Yavama, where you're embarrassed to ask, so it's Tabet va mitzvah. But by your wife, you can't say, I was a Tabet va mitzvah. You should have asked. And if you didn't ask, it's not considered Tabet va mitzvah. And even though, let's say, she's not pregnant, you're still considered not a Tabet va mitzvah and Yechayiv. Other Rishonim say that it is continuing on the same track. There's an interesting vort from Reb Chaim Oizer. He asked like this, the Gemara is saying that, let's say, this person, if we wouldn't have said the teretz, that she's expecting a period, we would have said it's Tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah. What was the mitzvah? That the mitzvah of oina, of having relations with your wife. That's why it's called Tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah. So he asks, the mitzvah of having relations with your wife is only mitzvah d'rabbanan. So how can I call somebody Tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, if it's only mitzvah d'rabbanan? In our mishnah, it's a Tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, he brought a carbon Pesach, it's a chiv d'raisa. He brought a carbon, Zachiv. Hits a Tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah d'rabbanan. So, some Farshim want to say that the mitzvah to have relations with your wife is mitzvah d'raisa. Others say from here you see that Tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is considered a mitzvah. So the Gemara said by Yavama, since he's embarrassed to ask, so he's a Tabet va mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah. What's the mitzvah that he took his, this Yavama as a wife? And that's why he's potter. So, first of all, they say it's only the first time he has relations. Because the mitzvah of taking Yavama, you mekayim the mitzvah, only during the first bia. That's one thing they say. But then they ask, how could this be considered that you made a legitimate kinyan, that this wife, this Yavama becomes your wife? It's a mitzvah baba avera. You had relations with her, samach levesta, when you're not supposed to have relations. So why is that not considered mitzvah baba avera? So some say, we spoke about, that mitzvah baba avera may not be an issue with the raisa. Other mefarshim answer, similar to something we said earlier in the shir. Mitzvah baba avera is considered an avera when you intend to do an avera. In other words, if somebody goes on Shabbos and he carries the lulav, if you're supposed to take the lulav on Shabbos, so he did the avera, he did a mitzvah through a deliberate avera. Mitzvah baba avera, we don't consider you do a mitzvah. Here, the person didn't intend to do an avera, he just didn't know. Mitzvah baba avera that we're going to say is not considered a mitzvah is only when you know you're doing an avera. But if you don't know you're doing an avera, it will not be considered a mitzvah baba avera. It will not be considered a mitzvah baba avera.